Let us resume our Hebrew studies on page 139 with a review of the vocabulary that we will learn in the next chapter. Maybe I should call it an overview instead of a review, because we're going to view it for the first time. The first word in the upper right-hand corner, everybody look at it. It's a verb, and the root letters spell for the he form, ahav, which means he loved. What's your favorite Dead Sea cosmetic products? Ahava, which is the noun form from this verb, love. Ahav, he loved. How would you say she loved? Ava, they loved. Avu, I loved. Ahavti. Ahavti. Next one down, ach. It sounds like brother, but notice it's spelled differently. Ach, with that final cough there, means but or only. But or only. Didn't we just have that in the story? We did. Then below that, oddly enough, the word is basar. Basar means flesh or meat. The reason I say oddly enough, the gospel in Hebrew is basar. The gospel of salvation come in the form of a man in flesh, basar. Gavul. Gavul is border. Gavul. Gavul Yisrael, the border of Israel. Gavul Moav, the border of Moab. Gavul Mitzrayim, the border of Egypt. Yatzah is to go out or go forth. Go is halak. To go out or go forth is yatzah. Kavod is honor. Kavod. Honor or glory. Kisei. Kisei is a seat or a throne. Kisei is a seat or a throne. The difference is not the item, but who sits on it. Who sits on a throne? King. And if it's me, I'm sitting on a chair. But same thing. Cedar throne, kisei. Mincha is a gift or offering. A gift if it's to you or me, an offering if it's to God. Zon means a flock of sheep or goats. Notice how close that looks to Zion or Zion. Zion is a flock of sheep or goats. Katan, I swear we've seen that word before, means little, right? Or small. And Ketana, Ketanim, Ketanot. Then we have another verb, Shafat. Shafat means judge. We have a book in the Bible called Shoftim. What is that book in English? Judges. Judges, exactly. And then we have toke. Toke, the middle of. Usually used in the form of batoke, for in the middle of, or in the midst of, or mitoke, from the midst of. He went into the midst of the house, batoke, abayit. From the midst of means he left, went out. Does everybody know those now?
Yep.
Got them. Okay. Let's go to the oral review on page 138. Oyvei.
That's in the word we had before.
It is. It's a word we'll see again more than once, I'm sure. On page 138, chapter 15, possessive ending, singular nouns. Number one, echo me please. Zot.
Zot.
Eretz.
Tova.
Ba'enei
Hakohanim
Hachachamim. Isn't that fun? Let's do that sentence again. Zot
Eretz
Tova
Ba'enei
Hakohanim
Hachachamim.
Yeah, those two chas in a row. Just gotta love it. Student number one, what does that sentence mean? This.
Good land.
So, this good land.
No.
It's going to work better if you put a verb in there, isn't it? Yeah. So, it's, this is a good land.
This is a good land.
A good land.
Did you say this land is good?
You could say this land is good. You could. This is good land.
In the eyes.
In the eyes of?
The wise priest.
The wise priests. Correct. Yeah, once you translated the rest, I was pretty sure you're going to find out that there should be a verb somewhere. Yeah.
It's a hate.
Yeah, the first one's a ha, then cha, then cha, mim. So they put a hate and a ka. Back right next to you, probably just because God has a sense of humor. Okay.
We have a plan.
Number two, let's read it together. Zeh.
Zeh.
Hasadeh.
Hasadeh.
Hagadol.
Hagadol.
Asher.
Bain.
Heharim. Harabim. Haheim. Uvain. Haaretz. Hatova. Hahi. When Bane appears twice, how many times do you translate it?
Once.
Okay. So what does it mean, student number two?
This big or great field.
This is.
This is the great field.
The great field.
Which.
Which.
Is between.
Is. Be, is
among.
Among.
The many.
Nah, between's going to work better. Is
the
between
many mountains, these many mountains.
No, it's not these many mountains. That'd be Ha Ela.
Those many mountains.
Those many mountains.
And this good land.
It's not this. That would be Hazeh or Hazot. Hahi and Hahu are that.
That good land.
Uh-huh, that good land. So it literally is, this is the big field that is between those many mountains and that good land. Hmm. Is that right? Did I get it right? We got a little discussion going on. No, it's okay. It's a good thing.
I was trying to remember.
Rabim. Number three. Echo me, please. Ela. Ha'anashim. Ha'zekenim. Ma'od. Asher. Yashvu. Saviv. Basadeh, Hagadol. I like this oral review. They're really making us think between this, these, those, that's, etc. So student number three, what is Ela?
Is that
these are
the old women.
The old men or people.
Old men.
What's the Ma'od though? Ma'od is very.
Okay. These are the very old men.
These are the very old men.
Who sat.
Around.
In the.
Big field. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. That's it. Yes, very good. Number four says, Hine. Haderech. Ha'echad. Asher. Avar. I have et, but I have a note that you have L in your book. You have L. Ha'ir. Hagadolah. So using L, which is in your book, what does this mean, student number four? Hine.
Behold.
Behold, or here is, either one. Haderech ha'echad.
The
one road.
The one road.
That.
That.
Crossed over.
Crossed over or passed by.
Two.
Two.
Four. Two.
Two.
The city. The great city.
The great city. Mm-hmm. I guess that's like the Via Maris that goes up in front of the Mount of Megiddo, Har Megiddo. So, number five. Ha-Eved.
Ha-Zeh.
Zekain.
May-Av-Day.
Mitzrayim. Ha-Ra'ah. And here, of course, they've got the May of comparison. So, student number five, what does this say?
This servant
is older
than the servants. The many servants of Egypt. The evil servants of Egypt.
No, how about the servants of evil Egypt?
Okay.
How do you know the Hara'ah has to modify Egypt and not the servants? Yes, besides that, servants is plural.
That's right.
In Egypt is singular. So Hara'ah being feminine singular has to match Egypt. Number six, echo me please. Avdei. Mitzrayim. Gedolim. Mikol. Ha'avadim. Tachat. Hashamayim. Ooh, student number one, that's a good sentence. What does that mean?
The servants?
The great servants
of Egypt.
Now, how do you know Gedolim matches servants and not Egypt?
Because it's plural.
Because it's plural and it's masculine. Right. So give it to me again for those people in cassette tape land going, oh, I didn't see that.
The great servants of Egypt. Are.
And now you're going, that can't be right. Because Gedolim would have had to be definite.
Oh, yes, it would have.
So now. So the servants of Egypt are
better than,
bigger than
all of
the servants
under
the heavens. Aha.
Okay, read it again.
Yep. The servants of Egypt are greater than all of the servants under the heavens. You can also say bigger than.
My daddy's stronger than your daddy.
Yeah, exactly. Number seven. Echo in please. Yosef. Tov. Valea. Tova. Me, Yosef. Ki. He. Shema. Bakol. Aim. Chachama. Ooh, that's a toughie.
I think I got it. Joseph is good.
Joseph is good.
And Leah.
And
is
Leah.
Better than Joseph.
Is better than Joseph.
Because she.
Because she.
Obeyed.
A
wise mother.
A wise mother. Beautiful, beautiful. I'm impressed. I may have to take her home. Number eight. For people in cassette tape land, they know that's my wife. Okay, number eight. Hamishpacha. Hazot. Rabah. Mean. Hamishpacha. Hahi. What does that mean?
Hmm.
Hamishpacha is
the family. Hamishpacha is the family. And Hazot?
Is bigger?
No. Hazot means this.
This. Okay.
So put it all together. It's this family is
bigger
than. That family, right. This family is bigger than that family.
This
is what?
Better?
I have Rabbah. What do you have? And Rabbah means big. Rav. Gadol is great, actually. Gadol can be like, if you're talking about the giants. Okay, let's all go back to the vocabulary. Number, page 127. Gadol is big or great. And Rav is many. Okay.
More than.
And if you have more members of a family, it's bigger. They're being less literal, perhaps. Yes, but Rabbah means many more, etc.
Many, much, a lot.
Yeah, many, much, a lot of. So number 9, are we ready for it? Yesh. Ohalim. Rabim. Bamidbar. Hagadol. Veharaim. Yeshvu. Sham. I don't like that sentence so much. What is that? Student number 4. Who doesn't realize it's your turn.
Oh,
it's okay. Yesh.
And I'm having trouble recalling this.
Yesh is there is or there are. So in this case, there are. What's Ohalim?
Tents.
And Rabim?
Many tents.
Uh-huh. So there are many tents. Bamid Bar Hagadol.
In the wilderness.
In the wilderness, what?
The great wilderness.
In the great wilderness. Veharaim. Here it's being used as a noun. And the evil ones. And the evil ones, Yashvu,
that reside, or
reside Sham.
There.
Right. Very good. Number 10, Ain. Adama. Tova. Bamidbar. Hahu. Vechachamim. Yelchu Misham. Which means
there is not
a good ground.
Good ground. In the desert.
In that desert. And the wise ones
go from there.
We'll go from there. Mm-hmm. Some of these are not the highlight of creative literature, but they're doing the job of making us think. Number 11, Hayah. Tov. Echad. Bechol. Ha'ir. Hara'ah. Vahu Halach. What does that sentence mean?
There was a good one.
One good one.
Mm-hmm.
In all of the evil city. Uh-huh.
And he
went. went. He got out of town. Number 12. Again, we have two of these chas in a row. Ha ha chamot. Bamoav. Matzu. Anashim. Tovim. Tachat. Anashim. Ra'im. Which means?
Okay, the wise ones in Moab.
Matzu.
Found.
Anashim Tovim.
Good men.
Tachat.
Under. Or instead of.
Instead of is better.
Evil men.
Uh-huh. And notice the wise ones here were women. Mm-hmm. Number 13. So they're finding good husbands instead of bad ones. Number 13. Im. Ochal. Et. Kol. Halechem. Hatov. Oz. Tochal. Ata. Lechem. Ra. Well, that makes good sense. What does that mean? Well, let me do this one then. Im is if.
Yep.
Ochal, I will eat. Kol halechem hatov, all of the good bread. Oz then. You will eat. Bad bread.
Okay.
Number 14. Im. Yiftach. Yosef. Et. Hasha'arim. Hagadolim. Anachnu. Nelech. Ha'ira. What's that one mean?
The train is coming.
It means the train is coming. Im is if. Yiftach Yosef. If Joseph will open. Hasha'arim Hagadolim.
The gates.
The what kind of gates?
The big gates or the great gates?
The big gates or the great gates. Anachnu.
We.
Nelech.
Will
go. Ha'ira.
Toward the city.
Right. Number 15. Im. Yeshvu. Sarei. Yerushalayim. Tachat. Ha'etzim. Lo. Tiye. Milchama. Siviv. What's that mean?
If the commanders
of Jerusalem will sit
tachat
under
the trees, there will not be a war roundabout.
Good. Number 16. Im. Telchu, El Hayam, Hagadol, Oz, Timsa'u, Adama, Tova, which means what?
If.
So it's if y'all, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
Uh-huh.
Or
if y'all will go.
To the sea.
The great sea.
Then.
You will find.
Good ground
or good earth. Good earth. Number 17. Ha'ish. Hechacham. Hazeh.
Ra.
Ma'od. That doesn't make sense. What does it mean?
This wise man.
This wise man.
Is very evil.
Is very evil. So everybody just strike that one out. We don't like that sentence. Next one. Ha'isha. Hazekinah. Hazot. Tova. Ma'od. And what does that one mean?
You tell me.
Okay. Ha'isha hazekinah hazot is this old woman is very good. Is very good.
Yes, I agree. I should have done it.
So, Lord willing, we'll pick up next week on page 139, and we'll review once more the vocabulary of chapter 15, and then we'll get into the principles. Chapter 15 is about possessive endings, which you already know, right? But possessive endings of singular nouns. Instead of house, my house, your house, her house, his house, their house.